AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. Early offense sparked the New York Mets in their Game 2 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Mark Myers reports.
Mark Vientos hit a grand slam to help propel the Mets to a 7-3 win over the Dodgers. Francisco Lindor led off the game with a home run, so in his next at-bat, the Dodgers intentionally walked Lindor to load the bases, and Vientos made him pay.
He hit a home run earlier in the game. So they rather take a chance on me than him, but I use it as motivation. I'm like, all right, you want me up? I'm gonna show you.
The slam came off Landon Knack. Sean Manaea pitched into the sixth inning, allowed 3 runs with 7 strikeouts to get the win. Edwin Diaz with a 4-out save. The NL Championship Series now tied at a game apiece.
The American League Championship Series got underway between the New York Yankees and Cleveland Guardians.
The Yankees used a combination of home runs, walks, wild pitches, and strong pitching to take Game 1 of the American League Championship Series 5-2 from the Guardians. Juan Soto gave New York a 1-0 lead with a leadoff homer in the third off starter and loser Alex Cobb. Cobb then walked 3 batters and was replaced by Joey Cantillo, who allowed 2 of them to score on 2 wild pitches. 2 more Cantillo wild pitches in the fourth, and 2 more walks netted another run for the Yanks on Aaron Judge's sacrifice fly. Giancarlo Stanton's solo home in the seventh gave New York a 5-1 lead.
Getting the start off win's big. It's a message in its own, but there's still 3 to get. So we know this is good, but in our eyes, we haven't done nothing yet.
Carlos Rodon gave up just 3 hits and struck out 9 without a walk in 6 innings to get the win. Tom Arium, New York.
Monday Night Football, Josh Allen, 2 touchdown passes and ran for another as the Buffalo Bills beat the New York Jets 23-20.
I thought our guys blocked their tails off in the pass game. I think we got it to quite a few different guys. And first half was very, very good, and we got to find a way in that second half to keep that momentum going. A lot to learn from, got a little sloppy there at the end. Some penalties. But, you know, it was a team win.
Tyler Bass, the game-winning 22-yard field goal with 3:43 left, snaps a 20-20 tie. One of the NFL's premier pass rushers has undergone surgery, while a top quarterback could be returning soon. Gethin Coolball has the story.
Lions defensive end Aiden Hutchinson had successful surgery to repair a fractured tibia and fibula he sustained against the Cowboys. The Lions made the announcement Monday morning, saying that Hutchinson had the surgery in the Dallas area and is expected to make a full recovery in approximately 4 to 6 months. Meanwhile, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is expected to play football again in 2024 after being diagnosed with his third concussion in 2 years earlier this season. Miami coach Mike McDaniel says Tagovailoa had positive meetings with neurologists.
On the NHL scoreboard, Jake Allen, his first shutout with New Jersey. The Devils beat Utah 3-0. Florida over Boston 4-3. Panther forward Sam Reinhart says they were finding a way to win with both Matthew Tkachuk and Alexander Barkov sidelined.
I think it was important, effort, try to get back to our game early, after the last couple. So I thought we did a good job with that.
Ottawa knocks off Los Angeles 8-7 in overtime. Josh Norris capped a 2-goal effort with the game winner 56 seconds into the OT. Other games, New York Rangers 4-1 over Detroit, Pittsburgh 6, Montreal 3, New York Islanders 6-2 over Colorado. Kansas is number 1 in the AP Top 25 preseason men's basketball poll. Alabama is number 2. Two-time defending national champ UConn is 3rd. Houston is 4th, and Iowa State rounds out the top 5. Kansas got 30 of the 60 first-place votes. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.